Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pakistan associates itself with the statement delivered by Azerbaijan on behalf of the non-aligned movement and has a few additional comments under this agenda item. We welcome the work carried out in MX4 this year under the chairmanship of Mr. Usman Jadoon of Pakistan, and we also take note of the report contained in document BWC MSP 2019 MX4/2, including the annex prepared by the chairperson under his own responsibility summarizing the discussions. Mr. Chairman, the discussions on strengthening the implementation of Article 7 during the previous intersessional program helped in developing a better collective understanding of this issue. The deliberations held in MX4 during 2018 and 2019 further refined the emerging areas of commonalities which should be built upon for distilling concrete deliverables. Mr. Chairman, it is the responsibility, indeed an obligation under the Convention, to provide or support timely and effective assistance in case a state party has been exposed to a danger as a result of violation of the Convention leading to the outbreak of diseases and toxins that may harm humans, animals, plants or the environment. The provision of assistance under Article 7 should not be conditional on the action or finding by the UN Security Council with respect to the investigation of alleged use. Assistance should be provided promptly on the basis of the request by the affected state. Mr. Chairman, given the current lack of institutional and operational structures to give effect to Article 7, there is a need to establish a specific mechanism tailored to the specific nature of this Convention's provisions. Concrete and practical measures in this regard should be considered by the state parties, including on the concept of mobile biomedical units, a database for assistance in the framework of Article 7, finalization of guidelines and formats to assist a state party submitting an application for assistance under Article 7. It is widely recognized that strengthening the surveillance, detection, and response capacities of national health systems would help to tackle both infectious disease outbreaks of a natural origin and also enhance preparedness to mitigate the consequences of deliberate bio-events. State parties should therefore explore the overlap and synergies with Article 10 and consider the establishment of a voluntary fund. Mr. Chairman, Pakistan is making consistent efforts of its own to build the national capacity of its first responders. In addition to our National Disaster Management Authority, Pakistan's Defence Science and Technology Organisation has established a Chem Bio Defence Cell. We are constantly striving to enhance its capabilities to handle biological-related incidents through procurement of requisite equipment and training. While we acknowledge the contribution of other state parties that have assisted us in this effort, we look forward to increased international cooperation in this field. Mr. Chairman, my delegation hopes that the work carried out in MX4 will be duly taken note of and would serve as a useful guide for the state parties' consideration at the 9th review conference. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.